Hi, everybody. This is Stefan Molyneux. Hope you're doing well. Well, my friends, we have made it to show 5,000. I remember back in the day doing show 183 and laughing at how many there were. Now, the laughter of the gods at the number of shows resounds across the universe entire. And I'm going to tell you what I was going to do for show 5,000. Then we'll reveal the big blow your mind project. So, first of all, I was just going to do an overview, you know, my time in the wilderness, my time in prominence, my time in the wilderness, waiting for the world to catch up with the reason and evidence that I have been providing to the planet, lo, these 16 odd years. And so that's sort of where I am. And either the world will catch up or the world won't. But it's time to take a pause, as I have for many topics, and focus on pleasing you, the listeners. And this brings me to the foundational, mind-blowing UPP application project that I am revealing here for the first time in show 5,000. Now, I'm a very market-driven guy, obviously. I mean, I'm always asking you what you as listeners want to talk about, what your preferences and topics and so on are. But there are times when supply creates its own demand, right? It's not like the world was begging for a big philosophy show, but I just kind of pushed it out in the marketplace, and supply sometimes creates its own demand. And one of my big inspirations is the polymath Archimedes, of course. Now, Archimedes was asked by a tyrant to figure out if coins were being counterfeited. And he was sitting in the bath, and he realized, of course, that as he got into the bath, he displaced the water, and he figured the coins, silver versus gold, would displace the water different. And he got so excited, he jumped out of the bath fully naked and ran down the streets shouting, "Eureka, Eureka," or "Eureka, I've found it, I've got it," and that kind of stuff. And that's really powerful for me, that kind of story. And so there are times when I ask you, the listeners, what you want, and there are other times where I do a significant amount of introspection and try and figure out what is the next thing that you want or need, but don't even know it. Now, I know that's a little arrogant, but, you know, bear with me as I bring this across to you. So after a huge amount of introspection and diagramming and some hieroglyphics, believe it or not, I have realized that there is, in fact, although it has been mostly unspoken over the course and the history of this philosophy conversation, there is a huge, I would argue, almost bottomless demand for my bodily fluids. So I mean, certainly there are many people who are out for my blood, and I feel that that's just the tip of the iceberg of the huge demand for my bodily fluids. Now, as a creative person, you know, I've offered up a lot. I've offered up singing, I've offered up poems and plays and prose and fiction and nonfiction and so on. And as a creative guy, I try to take inspiration wherever I can. So looking out across the internet at ways that I can satisfy this, again, fairly bottomless demand, I want to offer you guys and girls something that really conforms with UPB, universally preferable behavior. This is my theory of secular ethics. But what we haven't done, but which I think dovetails nicely into the central moral principle of this show, is this. I don't know where the black flakes are coming from, but this is universally preferable bathwater. Yes, that's right. I have taken this inspiration. Now, this is a sample that I got. I'm obviously fairly old-fashioned, fairly a traditionalist, mostly an Aristotelian. So my goal in life, based upon my readings of medieval literature and medicine, is that dirt creates a kind of shield, like Star Trek shield, around your body. So I do end up, I mean, I will take a bath. I will bathe every couple of weeks, whether I need it or not. And what I've been able to do is, it's pretty hard, as you can imagine, if I haven't bathed for a couple of weeks, getting the water to leave the bathtub. But what I found is the residue. I can take, it's a combination of plungers, some spatulas, and I mean, I sort of hate to say tentacles. That's the reason I'm sort of chest up in these videos a lot. And I can scrape the residue, my bodily fluids, from the bathwater. I can bottle it and I can make it available to you. UPB, universally preferable bathwater. Now, having this in your vicinity, having this big chatty forehead effluent, can it give you greater eloquence? Can it give you stronger mental powers? I hesitate to answer that because I'm not a scientist, but I think we know which way the sludge is going to fall. Now, can you clone me from this universally preferable bathwater? Well, I share my bath, of course, so you can certainly give me a clone try. You can try with this sludge, and if you're willing to accept a rather singular combination of, say, philosopher and duck, various kinds of ducks, then you can see what you can see. Maybe you get a philosopher who lays eggs. Maybe you get a philosopher who half flies. Maybe you get a philosopher that attacks children. It's hard to say, but science marches on. So I just wanted to say, for show 5000, we have really changed the goal and process and metric of this show. So universally preferable bathwater is absolutely the way to go. I am honored to bring my body fluids to society in the spray and pray. If I'm having more trouble sharing and spreading my ideas, maybe, just maybe, universally preferable bathwater is the way to go. Thank you so much. I look forward to your support. Have yourself a wonderful day.